This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, I meet up with my colleague Alex Chadwick to find out the difference between Kansas City, Missouri and Kansas City, Kansas. First, though, a staggering statistic. According to a new poll, the number of Iraqis killed since the war began 4.5 years ago is more than a million. 1.2 million, to be more precise, double what was previously thought. Johnny Heald is managing director of the British polling agency ORB, which conducted the poll. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
1.2 million Iraqis killed in the last 4.5 years. How did you get this number?
Well, I mean, we've been polling in Iraq since 2005 with our colleagues who started the first poll in 2003. In March, earlier on this year, we calculated that 26% of families had suffered the murder of a family member or a relative. But that was their families, and Iraqi families are very extended. So in August this year, we polled 1,500 Iraqis and asked them whether anyone who was living under their roof had died since been murdered since 2003. So not died as an accident, but had been murdered. And 78% of people told us that no one had died, but 16% recorded one death in their household, 5% two deaths, and then 1% three deaths. We know from the 2005 census that there were just over 4 million households, and if you calculate, you know, the percentages, you come out with this figure of 1.2 million.
So how accurate is polling 1,500 Iraqis to arrive at that number?
Well, you know, it has a margin of error of about 2.4%. Typically, you know, in Britain, if we do a poll, we rarely go over 1,000. So, yes, it's open to a margin of error, but certainly 1,700 or 1,500 Iraqis is a good number.
And were these in-person interviews?
Yeah, they were. It's not really possible to do anything else in Iraq at the moment.
So that must have posed some challenges.
Oh, immense challenges. I mean, polling in Iraq is very, very tricky. There are methodological problems. There are, you know, interviewers need to have one or two or three permits. You occasionally have to pay off different people to make sure you can interview in their area. And indeed, 18 months ago, 4 interviewers were murdered in Iraq. Whether they were murdered because they were interviewers, we don't know. But yes, it's very, very difficult.
You also found out the methods of the killings, and you had a surprising finding that most of the killings were done by gunshot and not by car bomb.
Absolutely, and I think this is where, you know, 1.2 million is a difficult number for your listeners and for everyone to believe. It feels unbelievable. But when you look at the cause of the death, 48% have died from gunshot. Now, you know, we sit at home and we watch reports from Iraq, and we become oblivious to 58 people died in this car bomb and 120 people died in this car bomb. But 1 in 2 of the deaths are caused by gunshot, and gunshot is very rarely or ever recorded. And indeed, those figures are very similar, I think, to the figures reported by The Lancet, which was the previous large survey that looked into this from July 2006.
Is anyone challenging your poll numbers?
Some people, I wouldn't say challenging. People are choosing to ignore them because they don't like them. But no one's challenged it yet.
As you say, 1.2 million is such a large number, it's hard to comprehend. What do you compare it with?
I mean, Rwanda, the Rwandan genocide figure was 800,000. It's bigger than that. Some people find it also, it's hard to believe, well, where are the bodies? You know, if there are 1.2 million people murdered, where are the bodies? You know, you talk to Iraqis, and a lot of Iraqis now don't like to tell people that their relatives have died. A lot of people are murdered, and then militias call up family members and say, we've murdered your son or whoever. Don't come and get the body, because if you do, we'll come and murder you as well. These are everyday occurrences.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
That's Johnny Heald, the managing director of the British polling agency, ORB. His latest poll finds that 1.2 million Iraqis have been killed since the invasion of 2003.